The word today is scared. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. It is amazing how one event, one incident, can cause us to lose our confidence. No matter how hard we try, we cannot be assured and trust God perfectly. We are constantly shifting between trust in God and fear of worldly things. Jesus calls us to place unconditional faith in Him, but it's a struggle for us to do that. We need prayer and encouragement. Here to share more about this challenging topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Scared.
One of those interesting moments in the Gospels and the life of Jesus is when the apostles and he are in a boat and they're going across the Sea of Galilee and a furious storm comes up. I have had the privilege of being on the Sea of Galilee. Nowadays, you can get on boats and sail around and just try to envision the events that took place in the life of Jesus and the apostles. It's a really beautiful experience. And it's a smaller body of water, so sometimes people don't realize that when the wind comes from the south and comes across the water and hits the hills on three sides, on the north, west, and east sides are hills. So when the wind comes in, it can start to get churned. It can get whipped up and kind of like a cyclone, and the water can become very agitated, very stormy. And with a smaller boat in ancient times, that could be deadly. And so the incident in Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 35, was truly a life and death situation. It says, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let's go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Be quiet, still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" This account is full of so many lessons for us as a Christian. I'll just try to touch on a few of them today so that we can benefit. And one of them is we can have great, solid confidence in Jesus until we don't. We can shift. Our ability to be trusting and confident, we might think is solid and would be uniform, be there through all conditions. And the answer to that is that's just not true. As sinful humans, any given circumstance, any given change in events can suddenly throw us off and we can get scared. We can even get terrified. We have Jesus and the apostles in the boat. Jesus is the one who recommends, "Let's go over to the other side." So he's essentially led them into this situation. And I kind of wonder if he did that intentionally so that they would have to face their fear and the recognition that they would ultimately be okay if he is by their side. The storm must have been horrible. It would be scary. And one of the things that's interesting about this is that we can look around at the world and find many causes of terror, many things that scare us. Sometimes the actions of other people scare us. Sometimes illnesses can terrify us. Maybe a financial disaster is looming. There's so many ways that we can become scared and uncertain, and we can lose our confidence. The apostles are scared by a natural event. And frankly, if you've ever been in a flood or in a tornado or something that is a huge natural disaster, it's terrifying, the power that the Lord put in the world. So the apostles are terrified by this. But then Jesus does something that scares them even more. And this is an interesting dynamic because we can be fearful of something, but then all of a sudden a greater power or something even more sizable comes, and now we're scared of it. Jesus calms the storm, and one thing that's interesting about this is that he seems to yell at it like it's a dog. You know how when a dog disbehaves and you're mad at it and you say, quiet, or you tell it to sit down or whatever, you give a command, and it's usually not the nicest, sweetest voice. Oh, would you please sit down? No, it's you're angry and you're yelling at the dog. Jesus is yelling at the elements. Now, if you didn't realize he's the Son of God, the Creator, as explained in John chapter 1, nothing came into being without him that has come into existence. He was right there at the creation along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So he's the maker. He's the one who runs it. And when the world gets a little bit rangy, when it gets a little bit out of control, Jesus can yell at it like it's a dog, and it obeys. Part of the miracle of this event is that the storm subsides instantly. Supernaturally, it's suddenly calm. And that's the thing that really scares the apostles, is because first they're afraid of the water and the waves, but when Jesus yells at the storm and it ceases, now they realize they're in the presence of a being who has command of nature. That'll scare you. Just like when angels show up and they suddenly appear, and the first thing they have to say to the human is, do not be afraid. Well, why? Because some alien form has just showed up in my presence, and they're obviously stronger and smarter than I am, and they could do what they want with me, and they have to say, don't be afraid. Jesus is not just calming storms for theatrics. He is not just doing this for the fun of it. He asks the apostles, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Here's how this works. There are certain things that are done in our life, certain events and activities, and we put our faith in God, and we trust in God, and we love our Savior Jesus, and it's all going well. Then all of a sudden something happens, and it throws it off, and we lose our confidence, and we're scared. We're scared of an event. We're scared of some people. We're scared of the circumstances. And what happened to our trust? What happened to our confidence in Jesus? You know, it comes and goes. It's like being filled by the Spirit of God. Why do we have to keep being filled by the Spirit of God? Is it one time good enough? Don't we get the fullness of the Holy Spirit and it's good and we're set to go? No, we leak. We change over time. The circumstances affect us, and our confidence can leak away because of the circumstances. And then there goes our trust. There goes our confidence. And we have to find once again, God has to demonstrate to us once again who he is, how he can save us, that we can be okay. We don't have to be terrified. We're with the Creator. We're with the Son of God. We're with the Savior. It'll be okay. But that's the dynamic. We go from one incident, like the apostles, they see the wedding of Cana, and it says, and they put their hope, they put their faith in him. Well, isn't that good enough for anything from there on? No, it comes and goes. This is what happens with us sinful humans. We sometimes have great confidence and trust, and other times we're scared witless. That's why you do not want to put hope and confidence in your own faith. We're inconsistent. We cannot remain like a rock and steady all the time. We go back and forth. One moment we're full of trust and singing praises. The next moment we're scared and not trusting. Jesus is the only one in the Gospels who is perfectly consistent, and that's good. You know, I remember, I think it's in the book of Hebrews that tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. God is consistent, and that's a good thing because Jesus is our source of redemption. He's our Savior. You know, there are times when we trust in God for the wrong thing. We might trust in God for an easy life. Please, God, don't bring storms into my life. Please protect me from anything bad happening and all. There are what are called vain prayers, prayers that are immature, to ask God, oh, please don't let anything happen to me. Let me have a perfect life until I fall over into the grave. That's a vain prayer. There's going to be storms. There's going to be moments that scare us. And we will get scared. We will lose our confidence. But you know what? Jesus is aware of that. One of the reasons all these miracles were done is so that we can return once again and say, you know what? I got scared, but I repent of that. I'm putting my faith and trust in Jesus again. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. I know I can have confidence in Him. And before you know it, your confidence has returned. So watch out when there's worrying winds, when there's storms or things that are happening. Let's fight to put our hope in Jesus. You know, the apostles even yelled, don't you care that we drown? You know, it's okay to kind of argue and vent with God when we're frustrated or scared. He gets it. But in the end, He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. Let's repent of failure to trust. Those moments are going to happen. God will forgive us. He'll restore us. Through His Spirit, confidence will return. There's a passage in Isaiah, verse 26, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. The only problem is we're not totally steadfast. We're not like a rock. We vacillate. So when you've lost it and get scared, you'll be reminded once again that Jesus is certain. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our confidence will come back. God will restore us. He'll forgive our lapse. And isn't it wonderful that we have a Savior who is willing to deal with our slips and our fears to bolster us up, give us confidence once again? So be happy and thankful that we have such a loving Savior who redeems us and puts up with our fears, forgives us, and restores us once again.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.